The 2022 recipe book from the Kansas Sweet Commission is now available free of charge and does not disappoint with classic recipes for bread bowls, pizza crusts, and pretzels, in addition to the soon-be family favorites like campfire biscuits, lemon bundt cake, and fudge nut bars. "We're excited to send you the 2022 Kansas Sweet Commission recipe book," said Cindy Falk, Kansas Sweet nutrition educator and co-director of the National Festival of Breads. "The annual recipe booklet is a tradition that has represented Kansas as well as the wheat state and the breadbasket of America. We love to hear how folks are using their recipe books, whether it's adding to their collection, using the recipes to earn purple ribbons at their county fair. We hope these recipes become family favorites." Recipes for each year's book are hand-selected and tested by Falk at the Syngenta Speak for Wheat Test Kitchen at the Kansas Wheat Innovation Center in Manhattan. Linda Beach, K-State Research and Extension Agent Emeritus, helped test this year's recipes, distributed nearly 1,000 recipe books in mid-October at the annual conference for K-State Research and Extension County Agents. Free samples of the whole wheat sugar cookies featured on this year's recipe book cover also helped entice attendees to pick up extra copies of the booklet. Kansas Wheat has had a long history offering recipe books to Extension agents, and Extension has played a big role in having those books on hand for people to pick up in their local communities, Beach said. "These are recipes you can always count on to work and be delicious. This year's book is a really interesting collection of recipes that is a mini history lesson of 50 years of the home-baked products." The 2022 book pays homage to the 50th anniversary of the Wheat Foods Council and National Bacon Take Day. Bacon Take Day began on the fourth Saturday in March 1970 in Sumner County as a community service project. The Kansas Wheatharts, an auxiliary organization of the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, set out to share baked goods with family members, friends, neighbors, and others, generating community goodwill. The concept was so successful that it was expanded to the National Bake and Take Month in 1973. Also celebrating the five-decade mark, the Wheat Foods Council educates consumers about nutritional benefits of consuming a variety of wheat foods. Since 1972, the Wheat Foods Council has done this through industry-wide partnerships dedicated to increasing consumption of wheat and other grain foods through nutrition, information, education, research, and other promotional activities. Request a free copy of the recipe book or check out this year's recipes online at ksweet.com/recipebook. With Kansas Wheat, this is Mary Marsh.